A pleasant good morning to each listener. How good it is to have you in the audience. It continues to be my desire to do you good. It's my desire to say something that would be of some value in leading each listener to a better understanding of God's eternal truths, with the ultimate conclusion being the salvation of your soul. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. He left his message for you and for me to look into and to be motivated to obey his commands. That there is much confusion and division in the religious world, none can deny. I believe that religious division is sinful. God surely does not smile upon the chaotic and divisive condition of denominationalism. Religious division breeds unbelief and doubts. Jesus himself prayed in John 17 that all believers should be one, even as he and the Father are one. Can we all be one? Well, Jesus seemed to think so. The world in general denies that prayer of Jesus. But to our subject for today, your speaker is Robert Swain. This is the third lesson of a series entitled Wrong is Always Wrong. And in the previous two lessons, I pointed out some things that are wrong, even though mankind does not think them wrong. And I continue with this thought this morning. Wrong is wrong, even if it's commonly considered acceptable. Now, the method of determining what's right and what's wrong is not commonly accepted by many. The only standard of right and wrong is the Word of God. Paul said, every scripture inspired of God is also profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, which is in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, furnished completely with every good work, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. It is that standard by which we shall all be judged in the last day. You remember during the days of Noah, it was commonly acceptable that people do evil? In Genesis 6 and 5, it says, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Noah preached for better than 100 years, pleading with his generation to repent, and yet none responded to his warnings except his wife, their three sons, and their sons' wives. Evil, though commonly accepted, was still evil. Immodest dress is commonly acceptable today, but it's still wrong. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. But unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them, Genesis 3 and 7, and then in verse 21. Obviously, the aprons that Adam and Eve made were acceptable to them, but God did not accept them. In 1 Timothy 2 and 9, Paul says, in like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. This passage shows God's desire for the age in which we live. And yet we have too many daughters of Eve running around half naked. Immodest dress is the standard for the day. Modest dress is commonly accepted by the masses, but is still wrong. Cursing, telling filthy jokes, and other forms of filthy speech is commonly acceptable, but it's wrong because it violates principles of truth as revealed in God's eternal word. You know, it seems the world in general is obsessed with expressing themselves in four-letter words and vulgarity. I want to read for you a response to a Christian's letter concerning the program practice that's seen on ABC. And here's the reply from the webmaster of that network. How about getting your nose out of the Bible, which is only a book of stories compiled by many different writers hundreds of years ago, and read the Declaration of Independence?